radio station and sweeping the nation. We're cruising WGCM.
Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be.
Ooh, it seems like a mighty long time.
Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here again. Like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We're doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. Hey little girl with your red dress on, I bet you can barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Everybody get barefooted. Take off your shoes. John Henry, he said to Sue, if I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John, I stole your stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. We barefooting.
Oh, Okay, Daddy-O, let's cruise on Cruise and WGCM. Ow!
Wake up in the morning with the sunshine in your eye and the smell of flowers blooming fills the air. Your mind is filled with the thoughts of a certain song. Life is filled with joy when she's there. Love can make you happy if you find someone who cares to give a lifetime to you and you have. If you think you've found someone you'll love forevermore, then it's worth the price you'll
interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, OWOP Parks and Resort, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Biloxi, Mississippi, Keesler Federal Park, the place as the Biloxi Shuckers are set for morning baseball on a Wednesday. Game two of a six-game set against the Columbus Flintstones and the fifth game of this 2025 season. David Blake alongside you. The Shuckers are going to split the first two games of this series after a tough luck loss a night ago. 7-6 the final in 10 innings as the Shuckers fall to 0-4 on the year. The Flintstones enter today at 1-2. Couple bright spots, though, for the Shuckers yesterday. Luis Lara, a solo shot in the first inning. His first double-A homer. Cooper Pratt, his first homer of the year in the fourth. And then a two-run homer from Xavier Warren in the fifth inning. Got the Shuckers out to a 6-0 lead behind Abdiel Mendoza's terrific Shuckers debut. 7 strikeouts in just 3 2/3 innings. But Columbus, 2 in the 8th, 4 in the 9th, 1 in the 10th to win it. And the Shuckers stranded the tying run at third in extra innings. Though it's a new day, Alexander Corneal set to make the start. And before we get to that, we have today's pregame interview. We're joined by Biloxi Shuckers general manager Hunter Reed. Talk a bit about opening day in Biloxi and a bit about all the brand new amenities of the ballpark here in 2025. Comes your way next. First pitch, 11:05 a.m. Morning baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Can you believe it's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast? Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shuckers birthday gift, video board recognition, and a scooter appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Game show. Shuckers set for morning baseball here on a Wednesday against the Columbus Flintstones. Grab your coffee, grab your eggs, join us for some morning baseball. And here joining us for today's pregame interview is Shucker general manager Hunter Reed. He's got water on the desk. I don't know if there's any coffee in sight, maybe a couple Dr. Peppers, but Hunter, appreciate the time. What a fun way to open up the home slate yesterday. Obviously not the result the Shuckers are looking for, but a lot of smiling faces and a lot of fun to have fans back in the ballpark.
Yeah, it's great to get back in the swing of things for our 10th anniversary season. We're kicking it off in a big way here and excited to get started. And certainly we have an early game today, so there's coffee in the stands. So anybody coming out, you can get coffee in the stands.
First game back in Biloxi is always exciting. Yesterday they had the second line march coming over from Flying Llama Brewing to the ballpark. How exciting is it to continue with the Shuckers, connecting to the community and making games here on the coast a special and unique thing?
Well, it's a huge part of what we do, just being part of the community and getting out in the community. You know, we're here year-round. You know, it's not just during baseball season, and so this is our home. David Blackwell, our community development manager, has done an outstanding job making a lot of connections for us. And look, our goal is just for this to be a ballpark for everyone in the community and the coast and the entire state of Mississippi to come here and enjoy and be part of it. It's a fun atmosphere.
You talk about that 10th anniversary season. Hard to believe it's been 10 years since the Shuckers moved to the coast, but you also mentioned the Shuckers are Mississippi's team and the coast team. They're the last remaining professional minor league team in Mississippi. There's no more team in New Orleans, no more team in Mobile. How much has that helped drive people to the ballparks and really create this as a destination, not just for Biloxi, but the surrounding area as well and throughout the state of Mississippi and the coast?
Yeah, that's certainly a goal of ours, is to, you know, to give these markets that you know, maybe no longer have their own professional team, that they can adopt the Shuckers and come here. It's a short drive and very accessible. And so we certainly want to continue to reach out to those communities and let them know that they can be part of the Shuckers family too.
How about this 10th anniversary season? A lot of fun things on the horizon, but you've been here for most of those 10 seasons. Is it crazy to think that it's already been 10 years?
Yeah, I've been here for 8 of them. And so, yeah, it's hard to believe that time has flown by, but time flies when you're having fun. And this is, it's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of great talent come through here. We've seen a lot of great players come through and make their way on to the big leagues. And we've had a lot of fun, too. Shot a lot of fireworks, given a lot of promotions, done a lot of giveaways. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And it's hard to believe that, that we're already here, but we're just getting started in so many ways too. There's a lot of great things happening around the ballpark, and you know, our new ownership from the last couple of years with John Tracy taking over as you know, has infused life into the stadium with a lot of renovations. So there's just a lot more to look forward to. So we're looking ahead rather than looking behind in a lot of ways, but it is fun to reflect back on the first 10 years and all that we have accomplished thus far.
And talking about growing throughout 10 seasons, there's a lot of new things out at the ballpark, whether it's the beach area, which Luis Lora decided was the perfect spot to hit his first home run. There's the splash pad. Cooper Pratt decided that was his spot for his first home run year. There's the Tiki Bar. There's the new Cloud 7 Yacht Club. How much of these additions to the ballpark really helped elevate the experience alongside with the great players that have come through Biloxi throughout the years?
Yeah, I think that those areas have really transformed the ballpark. We wanted to kind of transform the ballpark into a vibe that kind of fit our coastal region, right? And so we wanted to add these places where it'd be something for the whole family too, or for your you know, any groups, or you know, basically something for everybody, right? You know, my daughter loves the splash pad, right? So she's out there a lot, and so we've gotten some good feedback on it, and we certainly want to continue to try to push forward and improve all these areas, but. Yeah, it's kind of a unique way to watch a game. I've gone out there just during the game and checking it out just to see it from a fan's perspective. And I sat down in one of those Adirondack chairs on the beach with my feet in the sand, and I thought, you know, I just started laughing. I was like, this is kind of funny. This is a fun way to watch a baseball game, a little bit different. You know, and then, you know, of course, the Tiki Bar close by is another cool way where you can kind of keep up with all the action of the other sports and everything on all the TVs, and just kind of a fun atmosphere to be in. Certainly the Yacht Club, you mentioned that as something that we did as an elevation this year with Cloud 7 and moving the bar over to the field side, the window side. It's just a super cool view from up there, and I think it's transformed the whole feeling of that space as well. So yeah, looking forward to everybody checking it out and giving us feedback on that one this year.
You talk about the uniqueness of certain parts of the ballpark. You spend a lot of time in minor league baseball. How much does being unique, whether it's your ballpark, whether it's the beach chickens, whether it's the king cakes, whether it's your name as the Shuckers, how does that help you stand out and help make things work here in minor league baseball when you're a little wacky, a little crazy and unique with your ballpark?
Well, we like to have fun, right? I mean, and so I think that's just part of the deal is, you know, you capture some people's attention and bring them in, you know, and you never know what that might be. And sometimes it's, you know, some of the food specials and things that we can implement. Sometimes it's, you know, the theme nights, like you mentioned with our beach chickens and our king cakes, which certainly are unique to us in our area in so many ways. But yeah, I think that's just part of minor league baseball is having fun. And, you know, when people come in through those gates on any given game day or event at our ballpark, you know, we certainly just want them to be able to escape and relax and have a good time and then leave the ballpark knowing that that they want to come back again real soon.
I want to put you on the spot here. Top promo you're looking forward to this year?
Oh, man, there's a shout out to Kenny Flores. He's helped put together an outstanding lineup of theme nights and promotions. So top ones, man, like I will say, I'm going to give you three different areas. All right. We're going to have for the kids, we got a Paw Patrol experience coming here. So we'll have the team dressed in Paw Patrol jerseys. We'll have some merchandise. We'll have Sky and Rubble are going to be here doing an appearance. So that's going to be a lot of fun for the kids. For our collectors, I'll say we've got a Jacob Mizorowski bobblehead coming up here. And that one's going to be, that's going to be great. I think he's decked out in our beach chickens attire. So that's going to be a good one as well. And then of course I'm a big parrot head. And so Margaritaville night is always a fun one for me. So, of course, we have some jerseys for the team to wear for that night as well. But those are three there, and certainly I think everybody can check out the full lineup on our promotions page online on our website and everything. Get the dates and tickets for those events right now. But there's a lot more than that coming up, and it should be a lot of fun. We're home on July 4th this year too, so that's going to be a super fun fireworks show and an outstanding experience. So I guess I gave you a bonus on that one.
Appreciate the time, Hunter. Thanks so much. Should be a fun year.
Thanks, JB.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Clingstones Morning Baseball coming up next.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Welcome back to Kiesler Federal Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. We're getting set for morning baseball, one of three early morning games for the Shuckers this year. All three of them will be at home at Kiesler Federal Park, and they're trying to knot up a series at a game apiece against the Clingstones after an extra innings loss last night by a 7-6 final. David Blake alongside you as it's time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. It is the righty Alexander Corneal who gets the start. It's his double-A debut after a 6-5 record with a 4.31 ERA a year ago with IA Wisconsin. 98 strikeouts and 104 in a third innings. He goes up against the righty Blake Burkhalter, who also makes his double-A debut. Burkhalter 3-3 with a 2.71 ERA a year ago, over 14 starts with high A Rome. He's a big fly ball pitcher, and with the wind blowing slightly out to right, Shuckers could potentially take advantage of it as they hit three homers last night against the Clingstones. Shuckers will see a return to the lineup of Ethan Murray. He makes his 2025 season debut. It's also his first career start in left field in his career, traditionally an infielder, making the move to the outfield, adding a little bit more versatility to his game to begin the 2025 season. We'll take a break when we come back. Actually, before we take a break, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Shuckers and the Clingstones coming up shortly. Morning baseball, 11:05. First pitch between the Shuckers and the Clingstones. Alexander Corneal, the righty, gets the start against the right-handed throwing Blake Burkhalter for Columbus. We'll take a break when we come back. It is time for first pitch. Shuckers, Clingstones. Early morning baseball. Go get yourself another cup of coffee. We'll see you on the flip side in the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite G's favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today. With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info
/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Short, fires the first. Oh, what a play!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It is gone! It's a walk-off homer, and it's a 5-3 Shuckers winner. Oh, what a turn! It's a double play. Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Kale on one swing of the bat, ties us in one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the 8th inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded.
Today.
Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
As the Shuckers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shuckers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. We're getting set for game two of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Columbus Clingstones, AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. The Shuckers dropped the opener yesterday, 7-6 in 11 innings. Shuckers got out to a 6-0 lead, but Columbus, 7 unanswered runs, starting with one out in the 8th inning, including 4 in the 9th with 2 out to tie things up, and then 1 in the 10th to take a 7-6 lead. It was a lengthy one. 395 pitches in the game, and the teams combined for 43 plate appearances with a runner in scoring position. It was a wild one. 3:23 the game time, even with the pitch clock, as the Shuckers today look to get on the board to their first win of the season. They're at 0-4 against the Clingstones at 1-2. Alexander Corneal gets the start, and it's time to take a look at the lineup he will face. It is brought to you and built by Renova Roofing, signed by Clingstone's first-year manager, Cody Gabella. Carlos Rodriguez leads things off. Yesterday, a three-hit night. Also had 2 runs driven in. Cal Connolly, the shortstop, bats second. David McCabe, the third baseman, is in the 3 spot. Drew Compton, the first baseman, bats cleanup. Ethan Werkinger bats behind him. He plays left. Geraldo Quintero, who was a late addition to the lineup in the 9th spot yesterday, he bats in the 6th spot today. Behind him is the right fielder, Kevin Kilpatrick Jr., and it rounds out with the second baseman, Keyshawn Ogans, and the catcher, Dylan Shockley, who makes his Atlanta Braves organizational debut here on a Wednesday. Morning baseball, and one of the coolest games of the 2024 season. It is 63 degrees. It might not get much colder than this. 63 degrees at first pitch. The wind is fairly out to right. Right now, the flags are at a standstill. It is bright and sunny, and we're set to go here in the second game of the 6-game set, and game 5 of the season. Righty Corneal delivers the first pitch, and it's lifted out to center. Lara on the run, and he sticks up his mitt, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out. First pitch time tonight, 11:09 in the morning. The switch hitter, Cal Connolly, digs in. 5-for-13 on the season. We're scoreless. Top of the first inning, just underway. One pitch in. Bright and sunny Wednesday. Corneal, right-hander, delivers. Misses up and in to the switch hitter, Connolly, who bats from the left side. and the count's at 1-0. Cornell, 6'2", 200-pound righty, a native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. The 1-0. Conley late on it, swings and misses, 93 on the gun, and the count evens 1-1. Cornell last year, 20 starts, 22 appearances, all of them with High A Wisconsin. The 1-1, bunt shown, pulled back, and misses up and away at 93. The count goes to 2-1. Last year in Appleton was his third straight year in High A, finished out 2022 there, and then spent all of 23 and 24 with the Timber Rattlers. The 2-1. Chopped weakly to second. Brown has it on a couple of hops, fires to Warren at first. And there's two away. Time for a check of the Shuckers' starting defensive alignment. We've met Eric Brown Jr. at second. Xavier Warren at first. Cooper Pratt's at short. Link Adams is at third. Brock Wilkins, the DH today. Ramon Rodriguez is behind the plate. Outfield from left to right, Ethan Murray. His first career start in the outfield. Luis Lara is in center, and Vladimir Restituyo is in right. Switch hitter David McCabe's in from the left side. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch lifted out towards center. Lara on the run towards right center. Under it, and he makes the catch. Quick and easy for Cornell. A six-pitch first inning. And the Queenstones go down in order. Way to the bottom of the first. Shuckers up against the righty Blake Burkhalter in his AA debut when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGC.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
And to the bottom of the first inning, Shuckers and Queenstones, second game of a six-game set. Shuckers of Columbus off the board on the top of the inning, and now it's the Shuckers' turn to bat. They go up against the 15th-ranked prospect in the Braves organization. It's the righty Blake Burkhalter, who makes his AA debut this afternoon. 6 feet tall, 204 pounds, a 24-year-old native of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, drafted after spending his college career at Auburn. And he faces a Shuckers lineup built by Renova Roofing and signed by second-year Shuckers manager Joe Arol. Luis Lara is in the leadoff spot. Cooper Pratt bats second. Brock Wilkin bats third. And Luke Adams is in the four spot. Lara yesterday had his first double-A homer in the bottom of the first off not a cousin or relative, but a guy who shares the same last name as Giancarlo Lara. Burkhalter's first double-A pitch is lifted foul out of play behind home plate. We're off and running.
That foul ball run by Glatzacker. Give Glatzacker a count. 228-641-9167.
Burkhalter last year, 3-3 with a 2.71 ERA in IA Rome. 14 starts, 69 and two-thirds innings, 16 walks, and 63 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Lara takes a strike on the outside corner at 95, and the count's at 0-2. Burkhalter out of the windup, third base side, delivers. Lara fouls it back. The count stays at 0-2. Lara this year, 2-for-16 with a home run. Struck out seven times. Four of those came in his first double-A game, though, just 3 cents. The 0-2. Smack towards center. Carlos Rodriguez, the center fielder, is under it, and he makes the catch.
Here's shortstop number 9, Cooper Pratt.
Kevin Kilpatrick, check that, is in center. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. One out, nobody on, and up comes the righty Cooper Pratt in the scoreless game. The pitch, it's a slider that misses away for ball one. Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. in center. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. In left is Ethan Werkinger. The 1-0. Pratt takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. David McCabe occupies third. Cal Conley is at short. Keyshawn Ogans is at second. Drew Compton's at first, and Dylan Shockley is behind the plate. The 2-0 delivery. Pratt swings and misses, trying to muscle up a fastball at 94, and the count goes to 2-1. Pratt, 4 for 16 with a homer and 3 driven in this season. The 2-1. Pratt swings and misses. Burkhalter back to the well with that fastball up to 95. And the count's even at 2-2. One away. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Burkhalter fires. Pratt rolls it right side. Ogans to his left, and it's by him for a base hit. Pratt now has hits in 3 of his first 5 games in Double A. Brings up the righty Brock Wilkin. Wilkin on the year just 1 for 14, but he's walked 4 times. One on, one out. We'll see if the Shuckers put the wheels in motion. Just 3 stolen bases so far this year. Burkhalter out of the stretch. Delivers. Wilkin takes up, and it's ball one. Wilkin yesterday in the home opener reached base on a walk in the first. He went 0 for 4, 2 flyouts, and a strikeout. Stranded at third as the placed runner in extra innings. 7-6 loss for the Shuckers in the home opener. The 1-0. Wilkin nubs a foul off the netting first base side, and the count evens 1-1. Pratt's at first. After Laras flew out to center to begin the inning, Shuckers have a man on with one out. Scoreless in the last of the first inning. The 1-1. Wilkin swings and misses a slow sweeper at 81, and the count goes to 1-2. Wilkin digs back in, very back of the right-handed box. Rocking the bright yellow batting gloves today. Check over to first, and Pratt's back standing. Shuckers, as always, during home Wednesday games, they'll rock the military camo jerseys. It's Military Appreciation Day at the ballpark presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union. So the Shuckers, in appreciation, always rocking the camo jerseys on Wednesdays. The 1-2 misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Now this and the alternate blue jerseys, sort of the two main jerseys the Shuckers will wear throughout the year. They wear these camo jerseys a lot home and road. It's a favorite of Shuckers manager Joe Arol. The 2-2 pitch. Wilkin swings and drives it left field side, and it curls foul. It's off the sidewall out beyond Columbus's bullpen, and it's 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Pratt is at first. Wilkin at the plate. We'll see what the righty Burkhalter goes with. It takes a moment. Now delivers. Wilkin takes away. Sweeper outside at 80 miles an hour, and the count's full. Brad at first. He already has 1 stolen base this year. Over 25 a year ago between single-A Carolina and high-A Wisconsin. The payoff pitch, Pratt does not go, and it misses up. Wilkin draws his 5th walk of the season. That leads the Shuckers. And now runners on first and second with one away for the righty Luke Adams.
Third baseman number 5, Luke
were scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers and Quing Stones. One of three morning games this season for the Shuckers. Adams, 1-for-14 to begin his campaign in Double-A. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. Burkhalter fires. Adams takes a strike at the top of the zone. It's a cutter at 88. Counts at no balls and a strike. Adams, a right-handed bat. He's rocking the black and white New Balance cleats to go along with the camo jerseys. The 0-1 pitch misses away. A sweeper at 79, and the count evens 1-1. Adams yesterday reached base, extended his on-base streak to 3 consecutive games. He drew a walk in 5 plate appearances. Now the 1-1. He takes up, and the count goes to 2-1. And that's been sort of the MO for the Shuckers, not just to start this year, but really throughout the past couple of years. They've led the Southern League in walks each of the last 2 seasons, and entering today, tied for the 3rd most already with 16 through 4 games. The pitch, chopped to short. Conley grabs it thigh high, flips to Ogans at 2nd for 1. The throw to 1st is in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We're off to the 2nd. Alexander Corneal's back to work when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. All right, Grant, let's check
hands out the 3rd base. For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. 2 locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
It's an Education Day game when they're burying Baby Shark between us. They go to the 2nd as Daddy Shark is being introduced in the song. Shuckers and Clingstones are scoreless. Alexander Corneal's back to work. It's a morning game between the Shuckers and the Clingstones, and the ready Corneal delivers. Compton in from the left side takes a cutter top of the zone for strike 1. It was a quick and easy first frame in Double A for Corneal. Tired the side in order on 6 pitches. The pitch is a curveball low at 83, and the count evens 1-1. Corneal, just 23 years old, international free agent signing back in 2019. The 1-1. Roped to 1st and right to Xavier Warren. He catches it about halfway up his ribcage. Now one away for the righty Ethan Werkinger. Corneal made his professional debut in August of 2019. Just 3 appearances, obviously didn't pitch again until 2021. Pitch to the righty, Werkinger. Popped a mile high behind home plate and out of play. Counts. And no balls and a strike. And foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-1, Werkinger takes up and in, and the count evens at a ball and a strike.
Horkinger, 2-for-13 on the season, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. Cornell delivers, misses up, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. That was a cutter at 86. Cornell's got a fastball, slider, cutter, and a changeup. He delivers the 2-1. Looped foul, first base side and out of play, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch just misses inside, says home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. He's behind the plate. Dylan Hulsey's at first, and Jared Durison is the third base umpire. The full count tipped into the glove of Ramon Rodriguez. It's strike three, and Alexander Cornell picks up his first double A strikeout. There's two away.
That
was on a cutter at 86. Cornell's gone 5-up, 5-down here in his double-A debut. It brings up the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. He digs in from the left side against the righty Cornell. The pitch. Called strike one, a slider at 82, and Cornell gets ahead. Quintero, 2-for-7. Both hits yesterday came for extra bases, a double and a triple. The 0-1 bunt shown, bunted foul to the screen. And it counts at no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. We're scoreless in the top of the second between the Shuckers and the Queenstones. Early morning baseball. Got underway at 11:09 Central Time. Cornell out of the windup, delivers. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Bunch of school groups are here. They're located at the far end down the first and third base side, basically right behind the Klingstones bullpen and the Shuckers bullpen. The 1-2 pitch. Quintero pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. Quintero digs back in, rocking the bright white Nike cleats in the left-handed box. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Klingstones are back at it, rocking the road gray uniforms. It says Klingstones on the front in black with a peach-colored outline. Now the 2-2. Hit down the right field line, Restituyo after it. Under it, and he makes the catch. Cornell has needed 21 pitches to go 6-up, 6-down here in his double-A debut. And we're through an inning and a half. Shuckers, right, Queenstones, scoreless. Shuckers to bat in return on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruise and WGCN.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico. Both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Into the bottom of the second, Blake Burkhalter is back to work with the Clingstones. He faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren in from the left side. First pitch is a called strike on the outer half. And we're off and running. Morning baseball, bottom of the second, nobody out. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Clingstones. Warren, 3-for-11 on the year with a homer. And he drives this one down the left field line, Workinger towards foul territory. One step until he makes foul territory. He makes the catch. Warren's retired for the first out. It brings up the right-handed hitting Eric Brown Jr.
Here's second baseman number 20, Eric Brown Jr.
In stands the righty Brown, 3-for-16 this year with 3 runs driven in. One out, nobody on. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Burkhalter, an Alabama native, born and raised in Dothan, Alabama. The 0-1 pitch. Brown drives it towards center. Kilpatrick is back on it. Camps under it, and he makes the catch. Two away, and for the first time this season, up comes the righty Ethan Murray.
Number one, Ethan Murray.
Murray last year, 177, 273 OBP, dealt with a couple of injuries and a lot of bad luck. The pitch to him misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. But it's a brand new, fresh start for Murray in 2025. Making his first start today in left field. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94, and the count evens 1-1. The fastball itself doesn't have much movement left to right, but it's got a lot of ride and carry towards the plate for Burkhalter. About 20-plus inches. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another big-time fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. It's called induced vertical break, and it's the amount the ball would drop or move without gravity. It's right about 19, 20 inches. Hiltzik, it's rising to the plate. The 1-2. Fouled straight back in our direction. Hits off the very top of the press box and smacks on down to the concourse. One ball, two strikes, two away. Ready, Burkhalter, out of the windup, delivers. Murray chops it foul ball third base side. Loses the bat for a moment, now picks it up. Shuckers third base coach, Leo Rodriguez, down to the Clingstones bullpen to grab the foul ball. Burkhalter fires. Smacked up the middle. Conley to his left. Dives it short, and it's in a center for a base hit. Ethan Murray starts the year 1-for-1. And the Shuckers get a two-out base run. That was off Murray's bat at 101. Last year, it seemed like every time he hit a ball at 100-plus, it was an out. So that's the kind of luck Murray's going to have this year where it turns into a hit. Should be a fun year for him. Two out, one on, scoreless in the second. The righty Ramon Rodriguez is up. The pitch from Burkhalter. First to check over, and Murray's back in plenty of time. Checkers, no runs on two hits. Cooper Pratt got one with one out in the first inning. Murray's off first. The pitch is a curveball and a called strike. That was the 31st pitch of the afternoon for Burkhalter. Well, I guess the morning. It's 11:34 a.m. Central Time. We're not quite at the afternoon yet. The 0-1 delivery. Rodriguez takes away, and the count evens 1-1. The Shuckers, doing a Burkhalter today, what they did yesterday with Giancarlos Lara. Made him throw 72 pitches in three innings. Not quite as many right now for Burkhalter, but averaging more than 15 pitches per inning at the moment. He checks over to first again. Murray's back in time and clubs out of Compton's mitt. Now he picks it up. And that's the final time that Burkhalter can throw over and it not end with Murray getting out. So Murray can get a little bit of a bigger lead over there at first. With Shockley behind the plate. Burkhalter fires. Murray's off the second. The pitch is low. Shockley's throw is towards the first base side, and it's by Ogans into center. Murray goes two steps to third, puts on the brakes, and heads back to second. It's Murray's first stolen base of the year, the fourth of the year for the Shuckers. And it counts at two balls and a strike. Two and one, the count to Rodriguez. One for seven on the young season. Burkhalter checks around. It's kind of skitters towards second. And the count stays at 2-1. Now the disengagement rule, that's two, is per each base the batter's at. So with Murray moving up to second, it resets. He now has one left. Murray's making him think. The 2-1 is a cutter that misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, this is where the amount of speed up and down the Shuckers lineup can start to wreak havoc on an opposing pitcher. There's two outs. Murray doesn't really matter that much in the whole scheme of things. Early on in the ballgame, it's just the second, but he's taken up a lot of Burkhalter's headspace. The 3-1 misses away, and it's a well-earned five-pitch walk. Puts runners in first and second with two outs, and up stands Vladimir Restituyo. That brings out Dylan Shockley. And up stands the righty Restituyo. Shockley, a quick word with Burkhalter. And then also now brings out pitching coach Mike Steep. By the way, fans, as a reminder, the second inning brought to you by Gulf South Law Firm. If you or a loved one have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. If you work with Gulf South Law Firm, they'll walk with you every step of the way. Contact them today at GulfSouthLaw.com or 228-231-3989. Gulf South Law Firm, an official partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. Out comes the home plate umpire, Tyler Hobick, to break things up. And here comes Restituyo. 1-for-14 on the season with five strikeouts. But a hit here will give the Shuckers a lead. Shockley's out from behind home plate. It's not often you see this. He's giving signs to the infielders with runners at first and second. Usually you only see that if it's first and third. But maybe a play of the Shuckers trying to attempt a double steal. Burkhalter delivers. Popped up. Third base side foul territory. McCabe over, under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. They have the third. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Clingstones. And the Shuckers radio
network. Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids, But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
The third inning, Shuckers and the Clingstone scoreless morning baseball. If your coffee hasn't kicked in, you might want to go. Maybe go for an energy drink. It's 11:40, almost lunchtime. If you want something to do, it's the third inning. You can still get to the ballpark. Plenty of time to do it. As the Shuckers and Clingstones are scoreless, the righty Alexander Corneal's back to work. First pitch is a called strike, cutter at 84. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. steps in, 1-for-8 on the season. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Corneal buries it. Down low and away, slider at 83, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Corneal's gone 6 up, 6 down here in his Double-A debut. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Second strike out of the day for Corneal. Threw a slider and kind of just put it on a platter high in the zone, and Kilpatrick swung right through it.
Left fielder number one, Keyshawn Ogans.
One out, nobody on, and up comes the second baseman, right-handed hitting Keyshawn Ogans. Shuckers and Clingstones are scoreless in the third. Second game of a six-game set. The pitch, Ogans takes up and in for ball one. Now, it's the first time the Shuckers have played a morning game at home in quite some time. The last time they played one was in July of 2023 against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. The 1-0 misses inside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Now, that, if you were a kid of that game, there's no way you couldn't walk away and not love baseball. The bench is cleared in the first inning. At like 11:17. The 2-0 delivery. Ogans takes up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. Everybody had their coffee that morning, I can tell you that much. Shuckers hit three homers in the first inning. Wes Clark, Xavier Warren hit one as well. Tempers flared a little. The 3-0 delivery. He takes all the way, but it's a called strike. Cutter at 85, and the count goes to 3-1. And all of a sudden, you're in a ballpark filled with children. You got both teams yelling at each other. Before 11:30, the pitch is a called strike, top of the zone, cutter at 87, and the count goes to 3-2. So it is the first time the Shuckers have played a morning game since that day. By the way, the final eight innings, nothing happened. It was a calm, easygoing day. The 3-2 pitch, fouled back, and the count stays full. Everybody got their coffee, and then the energy got out in the first inning, and everything was calm. Nobody scored the rest of the way. The Shuckers won 6-0. It was about 95 degrees at first pitch as well. Today, it's 60. 3-2. Just misses up and in at 94. And it's the first base runner today for the Clingstones. Brings up the right-handed hitting Dylan Shockley. Shockley today is making his Atlanta Braves organizational debut. Originally a 34th round pick of the Pirates out of the University of Rio Grande in Ohio. The pitch. He swings and tips it in and out of Rodriguez's mitt. The count goes to 0-1. Now it is spelled exactly the same as the name of the river that is the border between Texas and Mexico, the Rio Grande. In Rio Grande, Ohio, they pronounce it Rio Grande. Check over to first. And Ogans is back in time. I learned it the hard way of how to pronounce Rio Grande. Driving through Ohio, as one randomly does in life. Stop at a rest stop. The 0-1 pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. And you see there's a university, the University of Rio Grande. You go to Google it, you're trying to pronounce it later, and it comes back to bite you. Rio Grande, a Division II school. Check that. An NAIA school in the River States Conference. Got a cool logo, the Rio Grande Red Storm. Check back to first, and Ogans is back in time. And wildly enough, they produced three different big leaguers, two of which was before the First World War. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. One of them, though, was in 1990. Jeff Shaw was a big leaguer from 1990 until 2001, alongside, in 1914, Harley Dillinger and Clarence Fisher. That was in 1919. The 2-1 pitch is a slider and a called strike. Count evens 2-2. Grand's been around since 1876. It's been a while. The 2-2 delivery, runner off to second, pitch misses inside. Rodriguez, a good throw, the tag. Got it.
Good job, Matthew. All right.
Ogans is retired. Now two away and a 3-2 count on Shockley. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Cornell looking to face the minimum through three. Now the pitch to Shockley. Is a called strike three. Cornell uses a caught stealing to work around a walk, and he's facing the minimum, struck out three through three scoreless in his Double-A debut. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through two and a half, and we're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruising WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memory. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We go to the bottom of the third at Keesler Federal Park. Reminder, fans, you can join the broadcast with our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. Again, it's 601-514-0776 with our text the booth line. Let us know where you're tuning in from today, and we'll say hello. And if you're having breakfast, please let us know what you're eating. We'll rate the breakfast assortments of all our listeners that are chiming in. Anyways, back to the top of the order. Luis Lara, 0 for 1 today. Remember to chime in on the text the booth line. Come say hello. First pitch to him is a cutter that misses up and away for ball one. The 1-0 delivery. Lara hits it to first and rolls it to Compton. Compton grabs it, takes it to the bag himself, and Lara is retired for the first out.
How about it, shortstop to number 9, Cooper Pratt.
Up stands Cooper Pratt. One out, nobody on. Shuckers and Queenstones are scoreless in the last of the third. Pratt digs in from the right side. He's got a single today. That was back in the first inning. Burkhalter fires. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens. A ball and a strike. The 1-1. Pratt drives it out to right. Rodriguez back on it towards the warning track. He spins around, puts his back towards the wall, and he makes the catch. Two up, two down. And it brings up the designated hitter, Brock Wilkin. Wilkin threw a walk back in the first, already his fifth walk drawn this year. That leads everybody on the Shuckers. Two out, nobody on, scoreless in the third. First pitch, hit on a line to short. Conley snares it right above the dirt, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth. Alexander Cordial's back to work when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruise at WGCN.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Education Day. We got Kendrick Lamar on the speakers, and we're going to the fourth inning. Shuckers and Queenstones are scoreless. Shuckers have two hits, and the Queenstones have been able to get a base runner. They've walked one batter, except for the fact that that one walk turned into a caught stealing of Keyshawn Ogins, and Alexander Cornio in his Double-A debut has faced the minimum through three. Shuckers ground crew finishing things up. A couple of members of the front office moonlighting as members of the grounds crew, including Shane Poling, former stadium ops director with the High Point Rockers in the Atlantic League, now the stadium operations director here with the Biloxi Shuckers. And we're about set and ready to go. Scoreless in the fourth. Cornell faces the lefty Carlos Rodriguez, top of the order for Columbus. He's 0-1 today. Cornell delivers. Rodriguez takes all the way, and it's a fastball up and away for ball one. The pitch misses low, and it's 2-0. Cornell's been very efficient today. That last pitch just his 39th of the morning. 40th is about to come against the lefty Rodriguez, who He is now 6 for 16 to start the season, 5 for his last 12. The pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Entering today was back-to-back games with multiple hits for Rodriguez, who's the 30th-ranked prospect in the Braves organization. The 2-1 pitch lifted towards center. Lara's in on it on a dive, and he's got it. A little tumble afterwards and a real nice catch from the center fielder. Lara makes the catch, and there's one away. He just makes it look easy out there. And he's got a lot of speed, which helps out in the outfield. Finished it with a little somersault. Nice little point as well. Switch hitter Cal Conley digs in. Left-handed bat against the righty Cornell. For scoreless with one out in the top of the fourth. Now the pitch. Conley smacks it towards center. Right at Lara. He's in on it. This time he doesn't have to dive. He catches it about chest high. And it's quickly two away for the switch hitter, David McCabe.
The center base number 32, David McCabe.
That was Cornell's 42nd pitch of the day. It has been quick and easy for him so far, and it's real nice to see the success first time through the order translate second time through the order. That last pitch was a changeup, one of the few he's thrown today. Two out, nobody on. McCabe's up from the left side. Now the pitch. Check swing. It doesn't matter. A called strike. Fastball at 92. Cornell delivers. McCabe takes low and inside, and it flies to the screen. The count evens 1-1. The right-hander deals. McCabe takes up and away. And the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. McCabe spoils it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count evens at 2-2. A foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call them today. It's Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 2-2 misses low, and the count goes full. That was a slider at 83. Three balls, two strikes, two away in the fourth. Checkers infield shifts towards first. The pitch is a backdoor curveball that just misses. Cornell thought he had it. It's his second walk today. Brings up the switch hitter, Drew Compton. Compton lined out to first back in the second. Scoreless in the top of the fourth. Checkers and Klingstones after a late night yesterday. Final pitch, game one of this series, was at 9:33 Central Time. First pitch today at 11:09. The pitch misses up and away, and it's ball one. Just a little under 14 hours between the last out yesterday and the first pitch today. It's a quick turnaround. The 1-0 delivery. And it misses low. Count goes to 2-0. It's a changeup at 87. And with the quick turnaround, it turns into a quick morning for the guys on both sides. And a box called on Cornell by the third base umpire, Jared Durson. And McKay moves to second, first runner in scoring position today for Columbus. Two and oh the count. Now the pitch is a called strike, and the count runs to 2-1. But with the early morning, the Shuckers players got out probably about 10:30-ish last night, probably back to their apartments by 11, and they were back here early this morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock. The pitch lifted towards right, Restituyo in on it, and it drops in for a base hit. McCabe stops at third, Restituyo, a good throw to the plate. It's the first hit of the day for the Clingstones. And now runners in the corners with two outs for the righty Ethan Werkinger.
Here's left fielder number 7, Ethan Werkinger.
That brings out Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence. Gives us 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Keister Federal Park. Shuckers and the Clingstones are scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. Shuckers righty Alexander Corneal finds himself in his first bit of trouble today. Runners in the corners, but there's just two away. Still an opportunity for him to get out of this unscathed. He faces the righty Ethan Werkinger. Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence is back to the first base dugout. Ramon Rodriguez set to go behind the plate. And in steps the righty Werkinger. Drew Compton's at first. David McCabe is at third. Corneal delivers. Fouled straight back. And the count's at no balls and a strike. The 0-1 delivery. Pop towards short center. Lara in on it. And he makes a running catch, and that ends the inning. He makes all three outs in the frame. The Clingstones strand two. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through three and a half. Shuckers and Clingstones scoreless in Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGC.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Leaves it off for the Shuckers as we move to the bottom of the fourth. Shuckers and the Clingstones are scoreless on now a Wednesday afternoon in Biloxi. First pitch, Adams takes low, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. It's the righty Blake Burkhalter who's back to the hill for his fourth inning. Double-A debut, no strikeouts, but he's allowed just two hits and two walks. The 1-0. Fouled back. Might have got a piece of Clingstones catcher Dylan Shockley, and I think it did. He takes a moment. Count evens 1-1. Adams is 0-for-1 today. Bounced out to a double play that ended the first inning. One and one the count. Shockley's all good. Burkhalter delivers. Adams takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. The righty delivers. Adams pokes it foul. Third base side and out of play, and the count's at 2-2. The 2-2. Adams swings and misses. Elevated fastball at 94. It's the first double-A strikeout for Blake Burkholz.
Here's baseman number 8, Xavier Warren.
And it brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren bats from the left side against the righty Burkholz. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the fourth. Now the pitch. Warren pops it up. Into short left center, Conley's out, Kilpatrick and Werkinger in. Werkinger almost dropped it. He reaches up at the last moment, makes the catch. Now two away, and up stands the righty Eric Brown Jr. It's a scoreless game between the Shuckers and the Queenstones. Two out, nobody on in the fourth. It's been a pitcher's duel between Burkholz and Cornell. Now the pitch. Brown takes a strike at the top of the zone. And Burkholz gets ahead. The pitch. Hammered out towards center. Kilpatrick back on it. Reaches up. It's off his mitt. And it deflects to the warning track in left center. Brown's into second. And it's a double. Now he's a hit in his fourth consecutive game. And the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position with two away. That was a rocket. Off Brown's bat at 105. And up stands the righty Ethan Murray with a chance to give a Shuckers their first lead of the afternoon. Murray's 1-for-1 today. Roped a single in the center back in the second. Now time is called. And the umpire's got to get into position. They were in the wrong spots. Jared Durison, the third base umpire, now positions himself up in the middle. First base umpire Dylan Hulsey goes to the first base line. And in steps Murray. The pitch. Murray swings and misses. Fastball on the outside corner. And counts at no balls and a strike. The Shuckers today 0-for-2 with a runner in scoring position. They're 4 for their last 27 in the situation, but one here would give them the lead. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Murray's single was a rocket off the bat at 101, and it was a hit. And that's a big difference this year than last year. One plate appearance in. The 1-1 delivery. Murray takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Last year, Ethan Murray played each of the first 30 games for the Shuckers, including a two-week road trip where the Shuckers played in Pensacola and then in Kodak against the Tennessee Smokies. I believe he hit 7 balls that road trip off the bat at 100-plus. The 2-1. Murray drives it out to left, Werkinger back on it towards the warning track, and he makes a running grab over his shoulder, and that ends the inning. I was going to say that on that road trip, Murray, 7 balls over 100-plus, maybe 2 of them turned into hits. Comes up just short of the wall here, and he flies out to left. In the inning, no runs, 1 hit, no errors. 1 runner left on. We go to the 5th, still scoreless, and Alexander Cornell's back to work when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. 2 locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else.
looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Geraldo Quintero leads things off for the Queenstones in the top of the fifth inning. Checkers and the Queenstones scoreless on what has turned into a Wednesday afternoon. We started on a Wednesday morning. The pitch fouled back to the very top of the screen. Oh, it gets the umpire in the back. Tyler Hovick takes a moment, and Ramon Rodriguez goes out to the mound. Glad to see that Hovick is okay. That was a tough situation. It hit off the very top of the netting and sprung right back and nailed him directly between the shoulder blades. Thankfully, it didn't get him in the back of the head. It counts at no balls and a strike. That was... in 3 years now here at the Shuckers, I don't know if I've ever seen that happen. The 0-1 delivery. Quintero takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. New netting behind home plate at Kiesler Federal Park, part of the new requirements for minor league baseball, with the netting going all the way down on the first and third base sides. The 1-1, swing and a miss. The count goes to 1-2 on Quintero. That was a changeup at 87. With the new nets, they're strung up tight, so it's almost a springboard when the baseball hits it. That's what it did there. Hit Hovick right in the back. Cornell gets the pitch he likes, and now Quintero calls time. By the way, on the Text the Booth line, we'd like to say hello to a number of different people tuning in, whether it's from work, at the ballpark, or throughout the world this afternoon. The 1-2 pitch. Roped out to right, Restituyo in on it, and he makes a jogging catch. And it retires Quintero for the out. One out, and it brings up the righty Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. We'd like to say a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida, tuning in from work today. Also, a big hello to a couple of checkers tuning in from Maine. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to a ball with no strikes. Also, big hello to Kane in Section 100. Sarah as well tuning in from home. Big hello to our listeners in North Carolina. Mason tuning in from the press box as well. The 1-0 delivery lifted towards center. Lara's back on it. Spins around, righties himself, and he makes the catch. Also, a big hello to former Shuckers usher Glenn tuning in from Ocean Springs. Two out, nobody on, and the righty Keyshawn Ogins digs in. The pitch. Ogins takes inside for ball one. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to the former Shuckers listening. It is Russell Smith and Brett Witrowski. We hope everything's going well with them as they're ramping up an extended spring training. Hoping that we see them soon, likely here in Biloxi. The 1-0 pitch is fouled back, and the count evens 1-1. Brett Witrowski was a guy who, throughout spring training, was looking like he'd be slated to come to the Shuckers and come to Biloxi. It was reported that he was still ramping up at the end of spring training, so he's out in Maryvale right now. The pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Fastball at 92 on the gun. And Cornell's looking real good to start. Meanwhile, Russell Smith, the guy, been with the Shuckers for a number of years. He's rocking the handlebar mustache last year. The 1-2 pitch. Ogins lines it towards center. In comes Lara, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. Alexander Cornett, have yourself a double-A debut. 5 shutout innings, and he's allowed just a single hit. We're through 4.5. Checkers, Clintstone scoreless on the Checkers Radio Network and cruising WGC.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shucker season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shucker's box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Alexander Corneal's turned in a terrific Checkers in double-A debut. 5 shutout innings. He's allowed just one hit. Checkers trying to get him some support. And it's Ramon Rodriguez first up. The pitch. And he swings and misses. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Rodriguez drew a walk back in the second. Ready. Blake Burkhalter delivers. Slider lifted out to right. Rodriguez back on it. The wind starts to slowly blow it in, and he settles under it, makes the catch. Up stands Vladimir Restituya. 0-for-1 today, 1-for-15 on the young season. One out, nobody on. The pitch from Burkhalter. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. We're scoreless in the fifth. Nobody's really threatening this. The 1-0 pitch, bunt shown, pulled away, and the slider misses outside. Count goes to 2-0. Burkhalter delivers. And it's called strike, slider 87. And the count goes to 2-1. Just 4 combined hits in this one. 3 for the Shuckers. The pitch. Restituyo swings and misses. Tried to hammer a fastball. Center cut at 94. And the count's even at 2-2. The 2-2. Restituyo drives it out to right center. Kilpatrick back on it. Into the alleyway, reaches up, makes the catch, and avoids crashing into Rodriguez. And now 2 away.
Your center fielder number 10, Luis Lara.
It's back to the top, and up stands Luis Lara. Lara's 0-for-2 today, fly out to center and a ground out to first. Scoreless in the last of the fifth inning. It's been a pitcher's duel today. Burkhalter delivers. And it misses up and away for ball one. The 1-0 delivery. Lara pops it up. Out to short left. Werkinger is under it. And he makes the catch. That ends the inning. By the way, before we go to break, we forgot somebody on the text, the booth line. Big hello to Craig Thomas tuning in the clubhouse, getting things set and ready to go for postgame. Checkers go down in order in the fifth. When we head to the sixth. We're still looking for a run. Scoreless between the Checkers and the Queenstones on the Checkers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Alexander Corneal's out for his sixth inning on the hill in his Double-A debut. And what a debut it's been. Five scoreless innings, he's given up just one hit, and he's needed just 65 pitches to do it. Tossed at least six innings in four of his 20 starts last year. He delivers home his first pitch to Dylan Shockley, and it's popped foul. First base side out of play, and the count's at no balls in his strike. Shockley's in the nine spot in the order for the Queenstones. 0 for 1 today with a looking strikeout in the third. The pitch is a slider and a called strike two. There hasn't been a lot of swing and miss stuff today from Corneal, but the strikeout stuff has been there. It's been a lot of weak contact out towards center and into the deeper parts of the ballpark. Nothing's really been down the lines. Everything's kind of concentrated left center, right center, and center. So he's pitching to the strengths of the ballpark, and it's looking good so far. The 0-2 to Shockley. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-2. Corneal deals, misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Corneal, Rodriguez set up away, delivers. Slider fouled off into the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 2-2. That was his 70th pitch of the afternoon. Checkers have the lefty Josh Machieski starting to warm up in the bullpen. Now the 2-2. Slider, swing and a miss. Top of the zone. And it's Corneal's fourth strikeout of the day. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. He's 0 for 2 today with two flyouts to center. Last time up, he was robbed of a hit by Luis Lara. Corneal delivers. Lefty Rodriguez takes away. Change up at 86, and the count goes to 1-0. No runs on just one hit for the Queenstones. Meanwhile, the Shuckers, no runs on three hits. The 1-0. Smack towards center. Lara is back on it. He's got plenty of room, plenty of time under it, and he makes a two-handed grab. And Corneal has two away in the sixth inning in his Double-A debut.
You warned me about it.
Cal Conley now steps in. He digs in from the left side against the righty Corneal. scoreless with two away and nobody on in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch from Cornell. Bunt shown, pulled back on a slider. Third base umpire says he does not go. And count goes to 1-0. The pitch is a called strike. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Called strike in the outside corner. The count runs to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two away. Cornell in his double-A debut. The 1-2. Just misses away. Slider at 84. And the count evens two balls and two strikes. That was his 77th pitch of the afternoon, so he's been incredibly efficient out in the hill. The 2-2 to Conley. He swings and ropes it out to right. Restituyo in on it. Makes the catch. What a double-A debut for Alexander Cornell. Six shutout innings. He's allowed just one hit, and he's done it in under 80 pitches.
Ladies and gentlemen,
no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 5.5 in scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGCN.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
It's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast. Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shucker's birthday gift, video board recognition, and a scooter appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Leads it off for the Shuckers against the righty Blake Burkhalter. It's been a pitcher's duel between Burkhalter and Alexander Cornell. Both guys making their double-A debuts, and both guys pitch into the sixth inning, rocking a shutout. First pitch to Pratt. He shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike one at 92. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and ropes it to third, but it's right to McCabe. And now one away. Both bullpens are up and getting warm. Josh Maciejewski is up in the Shuckers bullpen. Meanwhile, the Klingstones have the lefty Jake McSteen up in their bullpen. The pitch to the righty Wilkin is a slider up for ball one. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. By the way, Josh Maciejewski continues to get warm, which makes you think this is the end of the line on a terrific double-A debut for Alexander Cornell. The 1-1. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Cornell becomes just the ninth Shucker starter since the start of the 2023 season to throw at least six innings and give up one hit or less without allowing a run. The 2-1 delivery. Wilkin checks his swing. It's a called strike two. The 2-2 delivery to Wilkin, who's 0-for-1 today. Swing and a miss. Fastball down the middle at 94. And now two away for the righty Adams.
Here's the race number five, Luke Adams.
The pitch to the righty Adams is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. The only difference, by the way, between Cornell's start today and everybody else who's done it since 2023, he's the only one to have done it in their Double-A debut. The 0-1. Check swing. It goes about a quarter of the way, but it's a called strike and a slider, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So he's the first Shuckers player since at least 2023 to go at least six shutout innings, allowing one hit or less in his Double-A debut. The 0-2 pitch misses away, a sweeper that hooks out of the zone. Shockley lunges into the left-handed batter's box to keep it in front. Machieski continues to get warm. Shuckers hoping they can get it to Machieski with a lead. Maybe help Cornell get his first Double-A win. The 1-2 misses low, and the count evens 2-2. We've seen no runs on just four combined hits between the two teams. Burkhalter fires. Adams pops it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2.
Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Call Glass Doctor. 864-191-67.
The 2-2. Adams takes low and away, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Slider is a called strike three at the top of the zone. Adams down looking. And that ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the seventh. In comes Josh Machieski. Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network, cruising WGCM.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur-de-Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur-de-Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur-de-Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Now for the first time at Keyser Federal Park, it's Josh Machieski. Played his last college game at this ballpark as a member of UNC Charlotte. Was acquired this past offseason, signed as a free agent with the Brewers
after electing free agency, after spending time in the Yankees organization. He's in after Alexander Corneal, done for the day in a terrific double-A debut. Six shutout innings and allows just a hit. Pitch for Machieski is a called strike on the outside corner. The final line for Corneal, which is the best debut by a Shuckers pitcher since at least 2023. He goes six shutout innings, gives up just one hit, two walks, four strikeouts. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half, a changeup at 79. The count goes to 0-2. Corneal does it on just 78 pitches. The pitch hit on one hop through the left side for a base hit. Pratt gave it a lunge, and it's a leadoff single for David McCabe. He now has a hit in all four games this season. And it brings up the switch hitter, Drew Compton. Machieski's out to make his second appearance of the season. Machieski, first time out, went two innings, gave up five runs, one walk and two strikeouts. That was against Pensacola on Saturday night. The pitch is a called strike at the knees. Machieski gets ahead. Compton's one for two today. Cabe's off of first. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Machieski, 6'3", 210 pounds, 29-year-old. There's a fastball, sinker, slider, and a changeup. The 1-1 misses inside, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. The 2-1 delivery. Popped foul. First base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2.
That's not ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Give Glass Doctor a call. 228-641-9167.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Machieski sets the belt. Now delivers. Misses up and away, and the count goes full. The payoff pitch misses away, and the seventh begins with a single and a walk, and now two on with nobody out for the righty Ethan Werkinger.
If it's don't forget, Coca-Cola would like to share a personalized Coke with you with your name on the can. This is the Share a Coke tent near the front gate. Coca-Cola, we share together.
Ramon Rodriguez out to the mound for a quick chat with Machieski. It gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Knoxville Smokies. Not going to no-hitter right now against the Rapid City Trash Pandas. 2-0 Smokies in the top of the seventh. Everything else is later tonight. 6:05 Montgomery and Pensacola. And at 6:15 Birmingham and Chattanooga. Pitch for Machieski. He's dribbled third base side foul. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Pitch to Werkinger. Swing and a miss. Goes fishing on a changeup away at 80. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. Compton at first, McCabe at second. Machieski deals. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Maciejewski delivers. Fouled straight back, and we'll do it again. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 1-2 the count against the righty, Ethan Werkinger. The pitch popped up down the right field line. Restituyo after it, camps under it, and he makes the catch. McCabe fakes a tag from second to third, and it's a strong throw from Restituyo. He's got a good arm out there in right. Now one away with two on for the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero, who bats from the right side against the lefty, Maciejewski. Checkers play the infield back. First baseman Xavier Warren's about 30 feet off the line. The pitch to Quintero. It's popped up, foul. Out of play and into the seats, rattles around up on the sweet level. And somebody gets it in a sweep. Counts it, no balls and a strike. The 0-1. Quintero fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Two on, one out. We're scoreless in the top of the seventh. Second game of this six-game set. Maciejewski delivers. Rolled weakly to short. Pratt has it, goes to second for one. Brown the turn. Safes the call. Quintero just beats it out. McCabe to third. Compton is retired on the force out. And Quintero reaches on a fielder's choice. Brings up the righty, Kevin Kilpatrick Jr., 0 for 2 today. He's up with the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Quintero's at first. Two outs in the seventh. Maciejewski delivers. And it's a changeup away. Kilpatrick swings over it. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Check over to first. Quintero's back in time. Maciejewski about to throw his 18th pitch of the inning. He waits a long moment, now delivers. Up and in. Almost gets Kilpatrick. The count evens 1-1. There's two outs in the seventh. Shuckers played the infield back in the left side towards third. Luke Adams and Cooper Pratt about three steps towards the line. Adams is maybe 5 feet off the line. The pitch misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. Nobody's up right now in the Clingstones bullpen, which means we might see Blake Burkhalter for a seventh inning on the hill, a chance to tie his career high that he set last August against Bowling Green. The 2-1. Dribbled foul. And Maciejewski has the count at 2-2. Check over to first, runner off to second. Warren has it, now fires to Brown, who runs back towards first. Now Warren has it. They got to worry about the runner at third. Pratt has it, bobbles it, fumbles it, and that's how the run scores. Quintero's back to first, and that was the concern. You can go back and forth on the relay, but you got to make sure McCabe does not come home, and the little fumble allows McCabe to score. It technically goes down as a stolen base. And it's a 1-0 lead for Columbus. Pratt had it for a moment. It looked like he was trying to go home, and it just popped in and out of his mitt. And it's 1-0 Columbus. The 2-2 runner off again. It misses away, and the ball trickles out of Rodriguez's mitt, and the count goes full. Shuckers trail it 1-0. Counts full with two away. And it is ruled an error that allows McCabe to score. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. Changeup away at 80 miles an hour, but the Clingstones strike first. One run, one hit, one error. One runner left on base. Time to stretch. In Biloxi, 1-0 Clingstones on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruising WGCN.
The fun-loving Seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Nothing against the righty Blake Burkhalter, who's into his seventh inning on the hill. Against Warren, who's in from the left side. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Well, the Shuckers now staring a 1-0 deficit. The Clingstones got the run home. Geraldo Quintero got himself in a rundown between first and second. The 1-0. Warren drives it to right. Rodriguez in on it and drops in for a base hit. One on, and it brings up Eric Brown Jr. But when Quintero was in a rundown, David McCabe, who was at third, broke for the plate. Shuckers tried to get a throw home, and the ball just fumbled out of a mitt. And with that, a 1-0 Clingstones lead. All righty, Eric Brown Jr. digs in. He's 1-for-2 with a double. Burkhalter delivers. And it's a called strike. Count goes to no balls and a strike. It's the 80th pitch of the day for Burkhalter. With Jake McSteen, a left-handed arm, warming up in the pen. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Check over to first, and Warren is back in time. It's a 1-0 Clingstones lead. Shuckers have the tie run on in the bottom of the seventh. Burkhalter fires, and it misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Brown, with his hit back in the fourth inning, extended his hit streak to four consecutive games. The pitch The slider, and that's a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Check over to first, and Warren's back in time. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Tying run at first here in the last of the seventh. The pitch, runner off the second. It misses away for ball four. 30 seconds and plenty of time, but it doesn't matter. It's ball four. The Shuckers have runners on first and second with nobody out for Ethan Murray. And that brings out manager Cody Gavella. And that ends the day for righty Blake Burkhalter. He works into the seventh in his double-A debut, but the Shuckers are threatening. Two on, nobody out. Ethan Murray up to go ahead and run it first. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
As I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more, splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Lefty Jake McSteen enters for the Queenstones. Shuckers down 1-0, but they're threatening. Xavier Warren's at second, Eric Brown Jr.'s at first, and Ethan Murray comes up as a potential game changer in this thing. Shuckers trail it 1-0. Bottom of the seventh, the pitch. Murray shows bunt. Bunts it in the air towards the Shuckers dugout and into the dugout. Count goes to no balls and a strike. McSteen makes his second appearance of the season. Last made an appearance on opening day in Montgomery. Went two shutout innings with two strikeouts. Murray today 1-for-2 in his season debut. Corners in, the pitch. Murray shows bunt, bunts it first base side. It's a gorgeous bunt. Compton, the first baseman, grabs it, fires to first, and it's just in time. The first base umpire, Dylan Halsey, is the one who makes the call. It's a sacrifice bunt. It was a close play, but either way, Murray does his job. And now the Shuckers are a single away from tying this thing up. 1-0. Columbus leads it. Runners at second and third, just one away for the righty Ramon Rodriguez. The pitch misses inside for ball one. McSteen, a left-handed arm, stares in with the black mitt, comes set the belt. Now the 1-0. Roped right field line. It is a fair ball, and it rolls into the corner. Warren scores. Brown's around third. Rodriguez to second. It's a go-ahead two-RBI double, and the Shuckers lead it 2-1. What a way for Ramon Rodriguez to tally his first hit at Keyser Federal Park this year. It was a slider away, and he went with it. Now a runner on second for Vladimir Restituyo. In from the right side. Now the pitch. Restituyo dribbles it foul off the catcher, Shockley. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Well, Rodriguez gets the credit for the two runs driven in, but it all comes back to Ethan Murray laying down that gorgeous bunt first base side. He almost beat it out, but it advanced the runners to second and third. Set it up perfectly for Rodriguez's 2-RBI double. The 0-1. Rolled to third. McCabe bobbles it, boots it, picks it up. Restituyo beats it out. It's an E5. The Shuckers now have runners at first and second with one away. The Luis Lara at the top of the order. Lara's a switch hitter. Bats from the right side against the lefty McSteen. By the way, both runs that scored this inning are charged to Blake Burkhalter. Pitch to Lara. He swings and misses. A thunderous cut on an 84-mile-an-hour slider. And it counts at no balls and a strike. Final line for Burkhalter goes 6-plus in his Double-A debut. 2 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. The 0-1. Lara ropes it foul. Into the Shuckers' bullpen first base side. And the count goes to 0-2. Lara today is 0-for-3. Very back of the right-handed box. The pitch for McSteen. Lara takes up and in. And the count's at 1-2. The 1-2. Lara takes strike 3 at the knees. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And now 2 away for the righty, Cooper Pratt.
7-point shortstop number 9, Cooper Pratt.
Pratt's 1-for-3 today with a single, flyout, and a lineout to third. Got a chance to extend a 3-game RBI streak right here. The pitch. He swings and misses, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. And he also has an opportunity to tack on some insurance. 2-1 Shuckers in the bottom of the 7th. It's a morning game that's turned into an early afternoon, just before the 1 o'clock hour. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. We still haven't seen a cloud in the sky. It's been a gorgeous day. Temperatures in the mid to high 60s. Bright and sunny, a gorgeous early April day on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The 1-1 pitch. Pratt drives it down the right field line. It curls towards the line. Rodriguez after it, but it's foul. One hop out of play, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Pratt at the very back of the right-handed box. Rodriguez is at second. Restituyo is at first. McSteen delivers. Misses low. Shockley blocks it up. It counts even at 2-2. McSteen delivers. Chopped foul, third base side. And we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two out. McSteen, the lefty, stares in and gets the signs from Shockley. Shockers up 2-1. Now the pitch. Popped up, foul. And out of play in the first base side. Two balls, two strikes, two out. We do it again. A lengthy battle right now for Pratt. About to see his seventh pitch of the AB. It comes home. He swings and chops at third base side, foul. And we'll do it again. He's fouled off three straight. He's fouled off four pitches total in this plate appearance. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and we do it again. The pitch. Pratt hits it on one hop. Connolly tries to grab it, but it's by him in a left for a base hit. Rodriguez around third. Here's the throw. It's wide and not in time. Four straight games with an RBI for Cooper Pratt. This time it's a little bit of insurance. Shockers lead it 3-1. It's a second consecutive multi-hit performance for Pratt. Restituyo's at second. And out comes the pitching coach, Mike Steed. 3-1 Shuckers. 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
It's a 3-1 lead for the Shuckers. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two out, two on. Shuckers come back from a 1-0 deficit. In steps Brock Woken. Shuckers up 3-1. Pratt's had a dazzling start to his career in AA. Now 8-20 with 4 driven in. The pitch to Wilkin. Fouled back. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Check that. He is 6-20. Hitting an even 300 through his first 20 at bats in AA is one of the youngest players in the league. Still just 20 years old. He's at first. Vladimir Restituyo is at second. 0-1 the count to Wilkin. The pitch misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Wilkin drives it foul. Out of play in the first base side. And the count evens at 2-2. Wilkin today is 0-2 with a walk. He's reached base in three straight. Love to snag a hit right here. Give the Shuckers a little more insurance. They already lead it 3-1. Something in the alleyway might make this even a 4-run game. Time called. And it's called by Dylan Shockley behind the plate. pitch. Wilkin takes up and away, and the count goes full. The payoff pitch. Inside ball four, and they're loaded up for Luke Adams. Up in the bullpen is the righty Ellison Joseph. But Jake McSteen stays in. And he faces Luke Adams. 0 for 3 today. Bases loaded, two away, 3-1 Shockers in the bottom of the seventh. McSteen delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in at 90. And counts at no balls and a strike. Adams, the ninth guy to bat this inning. Shockers have gone from down 1-0 to up 3-1. The pitch. Adams takes inside and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses up, and it's 2-1. Ellison Joseph continues to get warm, and now he's getting warm a little bit quicker. Jake McSteen about to throw his 28th pitch of the inning. The 2-1 delivery. Adams skies it on the infield behind second. Ogins, second baseman, under it, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. In the frame, three runs, three hits, one error, three runners left on base. The Shockers lead it 3-1. We're back in a moment on the Shockers Radio Network in Cruising for UTCM.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi
looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
We go to the eighth, and the Shockers lead it 3-1. Game two of a six-game set against Columbus. Lefty Josh Maciejewski's back to work, and he delivers to Keyshawn Ogins. It's a called strike. Ogins, a right-handed bat. He's 0-for-1 today with a walk and a fly out to center. Shockers, three runs on six hits. One run, two hits, and an error for Columbus. Maciejewski delivers. Misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Shockers got their three runs on a two RBI double from Ramon Rodriguez, and then an RBI single from Cooper Pratt. It's off the bat at 100. The 1-1. Ogins rolls it to short. There's Pratt. Snags it knee high, fires to the bag, and it's in time. Ogins is retired. Brings up the right-handed hitting Dylan Shockley, 0-for-2, two strikeouts in his season debut. 3-1. The Shuckers lead it. So we just tick past the 1 o'clock hour. An Education Day game. The pitch from Maciejewski. Check swing. First base umpire says he goes around. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Maciejewski threw that one a sinker at 87. Lefty comes set. Now the pitch. Fouled straight back. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. It's been a big day for the Shuckers. Cooper Pratt has extended his RBI streak to 4 consecutive games. It's the second longest of his career and his longest at the full season levels. That does not include the rookie level ball. That's where he had 6 consecutive games with an RBI back between April 4th and 14th of 2023. And then Alexander Corneal, a terrific double-A debut. The 0-2 misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Corneal, who had spent each of the last 3 seasons with High A Wisconsin, today goes 6 shutout innings and gives up 1 hit in his double-A debut. The 1-2, Shockley takes up, and the count evens 2-2. Lefty Maciejewski comes set. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Shockley chases a changeup away. That's the plus pitch for Maciejewski. Shockley strikes out for the 3rd time today. Now 2 away. Nobody on. And the lefty Carlos Rodriguez digs in. Three-one Shuckers, 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the 8th inning. Maciejewski delivers. Rodriguez drives it down the left field line. Murray's after it, and it's down for a base hit. He snags it on a hop. Rodriguez around first, puts on the brakes. And he extends his hit streak to 4 consecutive games. Up comes the switch hitter, Cal Conley, from the right side. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. And that's it for the games in action. Games later today. The Shuckers, the only game in action right now. Rodriguez calls time, and he's out to the mound to talk to Maciejewski. Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence is out as well. And 3/4 of the infield. Now all the infield. Carolina's looking to start 5-0 in the season. They start at 5:35 Central Time. They're in Myrtle Beach to take on the Cubs single-A affiliate, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Elsewhere at 6:30, Ryan Burchard gets the start for the Wisconsin Timber Antlers. They're at 2-2. They're going up against the Royals high-A affiliate, the Quad Cities River Bandits. And at 6:35, Logan Henderson gets the start. The Nashville Sounds, they're at home against the Memphis Redbirds. Will Childers is warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. Maciejewski has a man on with 2 away, and he faces the switch hitter Conley. Spence is back to the dugout. Maciejewski out of the stretch, delivers. It's a called strike 1. Slider at 74. Check over to first, and Rodriguez is back in time. The 0-1 misses low, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Conley today is 0-3. Line out to center, line out to right, and a ground out to second. Shuckers lead it 3-1, top of the 8th inning. Maciejewski deals. Lined out to right, in comes Restituyo, and at 1 hops it. Rodriguez moves to second. And up comes the switch hitter David McCabe. who's now the go-ahead run. Time runs at first, with Childers continuing to warm in the bullpen. Shuckers manager Joe Arolt off the top step of the dugout, walks by the bat boy. And he's out to the mound to take Machieski out of the ballgame. For the second straight day, the Clingstones are threatening in the late innings. Josh Machieski done after an inning and two-thirds. He faces nine batters. And in comes Will Childers. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today. With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javid Quake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Right-handed throwing Will Childers enters for the Shuckers. Tricky situation. Two out, two on. Top of the eighth inning. The Shuckers trail at 3-1. Game two of a six-game set. They're trying to even up this set at one apiece after a loss in 10 innings yesterday. Childers delivers. First pitch. Big rip from McCabe. And a big tip into Rodriguez as Mitt count goes to no balls and a strike. That was a center cut fastball at 95. And he blew it right by McCabe. He's in from the left side. One for two today with a walk. The pitch misses low and in. The count evens 1-1. Childers has started off red hot to begin this season. Three innings on the hill. He has yet to allow a base runner, and he struck out two in two appearances. The 1-1. McCabe takes a strike on the outer half, and the count goes to 1-2. That one at 97 from Childers. 6'4", 220-pound righty, native of Athens, Georgia. The 1-2 misses up, and the count evens 2-2. That was at 96. Childers worked on a couple mechanical things this offseason, and all of a sudden unlocked about three more ticks of velo for this year. The 2-2. Lifted towards right center. Lara on the run. Under it, makes the chest high catch, and that ends the inning. Childers comes in, does his job, and we're through 7.5. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through 7.5. 3-1 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. The switch hitter Xavier Warren faces off against the righty Ellison Joseph. First pitch is roped foul into the Shackers' pen. It counts at no balls and a strike. Ellison Joseph, a right-handed arm, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, 24 years old from the Dominican Republic. He's in for the lefty, Jake McSteen. The pitch is a called strike. Cutter at 88. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. It's Joseph's second appearance of the season. The 0-2 misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. He did not record an out in his only appearance. Gave up two runs, one of them earned, one hit. And the walk-off win for the Biscuits over the Clingstones on Saturday. The 1-2 blooped out towards short right. Rodriguez in on it towards right center, and he makes the catch on the run. Warren's retired for the first down.
Your second baseman, number 20, Eric Brown Jr.
Here comes the righty, Eric Brown Jr. 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. Came around to score last inning on the 2-RBI double from Ramon Rodriguez. 3-1 Shockers in the eighth. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Joseph, high-octane fastball. That last pitch at 98. And he comes home. Swing and a miss. Slider away. Count evens 1-1. Brown's reached base twice today. A double to the alleyway in the fourth and then drew a walk in the seventh. He's reached base and has tallied a hit in four straight. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another slider. And the count's at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Joseph delivers. Popped up. First base side. Ogans, the second baseman, is under, and he makes the catch. Two down, and up comes the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray's 1-for-2 today with a single, fly out, and a sacrifice bunt. Three-one Shuckers in the last of the eighth inning. Joseph deals, misses up, and it's 1-0. The winner delivery. Slider, called strike at the knees, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch, chopped foul. Third base side, and the count is at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Shuckers up 3-1 in the last of the eighth inning. Joseph delivers, misses up and in, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. Joseph stares in and now comes set. The pitch. Murray pops it up. On the mound, Joseph calls for it, and at the last moment, Conley makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the ninth. Shuckers 3, Queenstones 1. And Will Childers back to work when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
You go to the ninth, Shuckers 3 outs away from their first win of the season. And it's Will Childers who's out to the mound to try and close it out. It's a Pafford EMS save opportunity. Every save opportunity this year is brought to you by Pafford EMS. Visit them today and learn more at Pafford, PAFFORDEMS.com. Childers, who came in for Josh Maciejewski with two runners on in the eighth inning, back out for the ninth, looking for the four-out save. It would be his first since June of 2024. Drew Compton first up, switch hitter from the left side. The pitch rolled foul, first base side, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. That was a nice slider at 87. He's got the fastball up to 97 today for the righty. The pitch misses low. He spikes it. Rodriguez blocks it up. You can hear that bang off of his chest protector. Counts it a ball and two strikes. Shuckers, 3 runs on 6 hits. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens at 2-2. Childers last year when he came up was really kind of locked into a middle relief role. The 2-2. Lifted out to left. Murray under it. He's got plenty of room and he makes the catch. Drifted a little bit towards the line. And now one away for the righty, Ethan Workinger.
Left fielder number 7, Ethan Workinger.
Workinger is 0-for-3 today. Strike out, fly out to center, and another fly out to right. One out, nobody on. 3-1 Shuckers in the ninth. The pitch from Childers misses away for ball one. The 1-0. Hammered left field line foul. One hop off the netting. And the count even 1-1. Childers fires. Popped up. Foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to a ball with two strikes. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. 3-1 Shuckers in the top of the ninth inning. Childers delivers. Lifted foul. Good wood on it, but a little late at 96. And the count's at 1-2. The pitch chopped up the middle by Childers' glove. Brown gets it behind second on a snag, fires to first. He's got it, and there's two away. What a play from Brown up the middle. It went by Childers' mitt. Bounce behind second. Brown on a pivot backhanded it, fired to first. And Araldo Quintero comes up for the second straight night as the final hope for the Clingstones. Only difference is today there's nobody on. Two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Childers looking for his first double-A save. The pitch. Quintero fouls it back. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Three runs, six hits, no errors today for the Shuckers. One run, four hits, and an error. Check that. One error for the Shuckers. One run, four hits, and an error for the Clingstones. Childers delivers. Fouled back. And the Shuckers are one strike away. Childers gets the sign from Rodriguez and comes set. The 0-2 misses up, and we'll do it again. The 1-2 popped up, foul territory, first base side. Warren under it. He's got it, and the Shuckers are in the win column for the first time in 2025. Final score, Shuckers 3, Clingstones 1. The win goes to Josh Machieski, the save to Will Childers. It's Childers' first save in AA and his first career save since June 18th of 2024 with High A Wisconsin. The loss goes to Blake Burkhalter in his double-A debut. Meanwhile, Alexander Corneal gets a no decision, but a terrific job for him in his double-A debut. He's the first Shuckers pitcher in their double-A debut since at least 2023. We'll have to go back further postgame to go at least six shutout innings, allowing one hit or less as the Shuckers get the win. Final score 3-1. One run, four hits, and an error for the Clingstones. Three runs, six hits, and an error for the Shuckers as David Blackwell is standing by in just a moment with our player of the game. And it's looking to be Alexander Corneal. Six shutout innings, again, gives up just one hit, a no decision, but a terrific double-A debut for the right-handed arm. With the win, the Shuckers improved to 1-4, 1-1 in this series, while the Clingstones fall to 1-3. All four of their games this year have been on the road as Alexander Corneal is standing alongside David Blackwell.
All right, man.
Let's go down to him. Big thank you to Alexander Corneal, who quite literally braved the cold. He got an entire Powerade bucket dumped on top of him outside the dugout. But that's what you do when you go six shutout innings, give up one hit. First guy to do it in his double-A debut with the Shuckers since 2023. He is also the first, check that, the ninth to do it since 2023. Overall, the first to do it in his double-A debut since 2023. Shuckers going to win 3-1 the final. We'll wrap it all up next. Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show comes your way next right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising BGCM.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javid Blake alongside you as the Shuckers get their first victory in 2025. It's a real good win as well. 3-1 the final. The Shuckers win it over the Columbus Queenstones. Javid Blake alongside you as you wrap everything up from a Shuckers three-run win. Shuckers, 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Columbus. 1 run, 4 hits, and an error. Winning pitcher today for the Shuckers is Josh Machieski. It's his first double-A win with the Shuckers. He improves to 1-0, while Will Childers picks up his first double-A save and his first save since June of 2024. With High A, Wisconsin. The loss, meanwhile, goes to Blake Burkhalter, who goes 6-plus innings and gives up 2 runs on 4 hits in his double-A debut. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 23 minutes in front of 1,931 here on one of the 3 morning games the Shuckers will play at the home ballpark here in 2025. Time to take a look at the scoring breakdown and how everything went down in the scoring summary. Columbus got on the board first. It was an error committed that brought home David McCabe in the 7th. And the error is charged right now on Cooper Pratt, a missed catch error, as it brought home David McCabe and made it 1-0 Columbus. In the bottom of the 7th inning, Shuckers scored 3. They took the lead on a 2-RBI double from Ramon Rodriguez down the right field line, and then Cooper Pratt lined a single into left center. It scored Rodriguez and made it 3-1, and that was all the scoring the Shuckers need. Alexander Corneal, 6 shutout innings, gave up just 1 hit in his double-A debut, struck out 4. Machieski, an inning and 2/3, gave up 1 unearned run, and Will Childers continues to just dominate here in 2025. He now has gone 4 1/3 innings perfect. 13 consecutive batters retired to begin his season, and he picks up again his first double-A save and first save of the season. Take a break. When we come back, time to wrap up everything on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Comes your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
We welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park and welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Final score, Shuckers 3, Clingstones 1. Shuckers are off the mark. It's their first win in 2025 as the Shuckers improve to 1-4 on the season. 1-1 in the home slate. The Clingstones fall to 1-3 on the season. 1-3 away from Columbus. Their home opener is not until next Tuesday. Starting off the season with a 9-game road trip. Winning pitcher for the Shuckers is Josh Machieski. The loss goes to Blake Burkhalter, and the save goes to Will Childers. Time for a look around at the Southern League and the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One other final in the Southern League, Knoxville takes down Rocket City as Rocket City avoids a no-hitter. They get one run on just one hit. Knoxville wins it 6-1. Both the Smokies and the Trash Pandas are at 2-2. Everything else is later today. 6:05, Pensacola and Montgomery. Blue Wahoos at 4-0. Montgomery at 2-1. Meanwhile, Birmingham and Chattanooga get after it at 6:15 at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. The Lookouts at 1-2. The Barons at 2-1. Everything else in the Brewers organization later today as well. 5:35, the Mudcats looking to start 5-0. They take on the 3-1 Myrtle Beach Pelicans at 5:35 Central Time. At 6:30 Central Time, Ryan Burchard gets the start for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're at 2-2, and they take on the Quad Cities River Bandits later today. 6:35, Nashville Sounds get a Logan Henderson start today. They're at 4-5 against the Memphis Redbirds. Final score here, Shuckers 3, Columbus 1, as the Shuckers win it here in their first win of the season. That'll do it for us today. Shuckers back at it tomorrow. A 6:35 first pitch, Tate Keener the start against Drew Hackenberg. Keener the lefty, Hackenberg the righty, 6:35 first pitch. We'll get after it 6:15 with the pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around with us throughout the later part of your morning and early afternoon. Shuckers win it by a 3-1 final. Back at it tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Biloxi Shuckers and on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers.